This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Something monumental is happening in the nation of Cuba, and it has President Trump's fingerprints all over it. 90 miles off the coast of Florida, a communist relic from the days of the Cold War, it's on the verge of collapse. All because President Trump just pulled off something so strategically brilliant that even military experts are asking, how the hell did he do that? Well, stick with me to the very end of this video because we're about to find out exactly that. In 2 hours and 20 minutes, 150 American aircraft disabled Venezuela's Russia and Chinese air defense systems, extracted a drug trafficking dictator guarded by Cuban forces, and fundamentally altered the balance of power in the Western Hemisphere, all without losing a single American life. And as it turns out, that was just the opening move. Cuba, as we speak, is bleeding. They're fast running out of oil. Iran's economy is in a free fall. China's been cut off from a major oil source, indefinitely frustrating its hostilities towards Taiwan. Russia is watching a number of its proxy states disintegrate, and Trump is building something the establishment said was impossible, a new civilizationalist power uncontested in the Western Hemisphere. This isn't nation building. This isn't endless wars in the Middle East fighting on behalf of some liberal globalism. This is something completely different. Oh, and by the way, if you think Greenland is just about an island, you're missing the entire chessboard. As it turns out, Venezuela is functioning very much like a captured queen, which is now being repositioned as a forward operating base for the opposing side. And in its sights for the next capture, the rook, Cuba. Since 1999, Cuba has survived on Venezuelan oil. Hugo Chavez sent 100,000 barrels a day. Nicolas Maduro continued the partnership. Between 2002 and 2022, Venezuela dumped $60 billion into the Cuban economy. In exchange, Cuba sent doctors, military advisors, and critically, the security forces that helped keep Maduro in power. Bottom line, without that oil, Cuba doesn't have an economy. It's got rolling blackouts. It's got breadlines. The Trump administration just announced that they're implementing an oil quarantine on Cuba. Mexico, Cuba's second largest supplier, had already cut shipments from 22,000 barrels a day to 7,000 after Rubio visited Mexico City back in September. So where does Cuba go? Well, Russia provides about 5,500 barrels a day, but increasing that number would only endanger negotiations with the United States regarding Ukraine. Cuba's already in its sixth straight year of recession. Inflation is out of control. The average Cuban can't heat their home or feed their family. And now they're about to lose the one thing keeping the lights on, literally. And President Trump is already seeing the writing on the wall.
Cuba is ready to fall. You
know? Yes.
Cuba looks like it's ready to fall. I don't know how they, if they're going to hold out. But Cuba now has no income. They got all of their income from Venezuela, from the Venezuelan oil. They're not getting any of it. And Cuba literally is ready to fall. And you have a lot of great Cuban Americans that are going to be very happy about this.
Are you considering U.S. action in Cuba?
I think it's just going to fall. I don't think we need any action. It looks like it's going down. It's going down for the count. You ever watch a fight?
I have.
They go down for the count. And Cuba looks like it's going down.
Now, the last time Cuba lost a patron state with the Soviet Union collapse back in 1991, it took 4 years to hit rock bottom. This time, a number of analysts are predicting Cuba will collapse within the year. Not because we invaded, but because we stopped propping up the dictator who was propping them up. What's so important to understand here is that Trump doesn't view Cuba through an academic or diplomatic lens. As a real estate developer and power broker, he sees location, leverage, and symbolism. Cuba sits astride shipping lanes at the gateway to the Gulf, positioned next to America's southern flank as a loaded geopolitical question. When Trump talks about Cuba and Venezuela, he's reasserting American dominance in the Western Hemisphere and reminding the world that this remains America's backyard, the very heart of the Monroe Doctrine. As far as Trump is concerned, Cuba is a Cold War lag, a relic of a world that no longer exists. And as such, Cuba represents, frankly, unfinished business. If the world has officially transitioned from the Cold War world to now a new civilizationalist era, where rising civilization states like Russia, China, India, and the United States govern their own regional hegemons, then there's absolutely no excuse for a Soviet-era hangover to continue to exist anywhere near our hemisphere. And it's precisely that thinking that has Trump remaking the entire global chessboard. As it turns out, Venezuela and Cuba are really just the beginning. We're about to see how the entire world is reconfiguring around the new American golden age. And speaking of gold, have you seen gold's prices of late? They're skyrocketing. Silver, too. And it's nothing. Goldman Sachs just raised their 2026 gold outlook to $4,900 per ounce. Many analysts think they're being way too conservative. And to make it even better, we got over 3 more years of these America First policies ahead of us. This is exactly why smart Americans are taking control of their retirement accounts by backing them with physical gold and silver. My great friends over at Augusta Precious Metals have put together an important report tailored to my audience. Now, many of you have over $50,000 in your IRA, 401k, or TSP, which means you need to get your hands on this concise but very powerful 2-minute report about how to take full control of your financial future. Go to turleygold.com. That's turleygold.com, or text Turley to 35052 to get instant access to this free report. In it, you're going to learn the one step that you can take that will open the doors to a modern way to protect and grow your retirement. It uses the same strategies the wealthy use to protect their portfolios. In fact, even companies like BlackRock and Vanguard use these strategies themselves, of course, without sharing them with their clients. Well, now you can start taking advantage of them as well. If you have over $50,000 in your retirement accounts, you need to contact my good friends over at Augusta Precious Metals right now by visiting turleygold.com. Again, that's turleygold.com, or text Turley at 35052. That's 35052. Your future self will thank you. It's not just Cuba. Iran is facing the worst economic crisis in its modern history, sparking protests in over 100 cities. Inflation has hit 52%. The Iranian rial is now 1.47 million to one U.S. dollar. The average Iranian makes $200 a month. Rent costs more than double that. When people can't eat, revolutions happen. But how did this happen? Well, in a nutshell, we stopped sending them pallets of cash. We destroyed their nuclear capability. We built the Abraham Accords and isolated them in their own region. Israel plus Sunni Arab states like the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, all aligned against Shiite Iran with American support, but without American troops doing the fighting. Iran can't afford funding Hezbollah or Hamas, the Iraqi militias, or the Houthis anymore. Their axis of resistance is collapsing. And one of the biggest reasons for that is that hostile nations in the Middle East can no longer hold us hostage with oil. You see? I mean, Trump hasn't just made America energy independent. He's making the whole of the Western Hemisphere the energy supplier for the entire free world. Not OPEC, not Russia, us. Venezuela has the largest oil reserves on the planet. They can't tap into it because socialism destroyed their infrastructure. Trump is already talking about American companies rebuilding Venezuela's oil production in under 18 months. Which brings us to Greenland. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Trump isn't joking about this. And I assure you, Europeans ain't laughing. The White House is actively drawing up acquisition plans. On Tuesday, they announced they're weighing various options, even including utilizing the U.S. military. In fact, it's being widely reported that a military operation to take Nuuk, which is Greenland's capital, would take about 30 minutes. Why does Greenland matter? Well, bottom line, for three reasons. First, rare earth minerals. So China controls the refining of about 40 to 90% of the world's critical minerals. The United States imports 50 to 100% of 41 out of 50 minerals as we've designated as critical. Trump knows China will use that monopoly as a weapon, as leverage against our economy and our tariff policies. Controlling mineral-rich Greenland in our own hemisphere breaks China's stranglehold. Second, Arctic shipping routes. Climate change, most of it completely natural, of course, is making the Northwest Passage and Transpolar Sea Route increasingly navigable. Whoever controls Greenland controls access to those routes, and Russia and China are already vying for dominance in the region. Third, missile defense. If Russia launches missiles at the United States, they pass over Greenland. It's the perfect location for Trump's Golden Dome missile defense system. It's increasingly becoming a matter of not if, but when Trump takes Greenland. European leaders are scrambling, but they're quickly finding out what decades of becoming a vassal nations of the auspices of Washington and Brussels really means. They ultimately have no power that has not been granted to them by the United States. And in a rising civilizationalist world, that granted power is being stripped away. And that's what's so key here. Trump isn't Bush 2.0. He isn't rebuilding Obama's dream of a globalist American order. He's awakening an unparalleled, unchallenged, America-first civilization state, a world within the world that dominates the Western Hemisphere, all as Russia, China, and India increasingly dominate their own geographic and cultural spheres. We're seeing nothing less than the age of civilization states rising, and Trump is effectively positioning the United States as the single most dominant civilization on the planet. And it's realigning the whole of Latin America along with it. That's why we're seeing a conservative wave sweeping nations like Chile and Argentina and Honduras and Bolivia and El Salvador. Colombia is likely to elect a pro-American conservative later this year. Bolsonaro's son looks to be taking Brazil. The socialist grip on the region is breaking. And Cuba, that old Cold War relic, stands poised to join this new civilizationalist world, finally liberated from decades of socialist stagnation, and enter into its own well-deserved golden age. Before you go, gang, if you want to be part of a community where faith, family, and freedom come alive, check out the Courageous Patriot Club. I love for you to see what this community is all about. You can watch a free preview of Turley Walks, one of my exclusive weekly series. Head on over to turley.pub/turleywalks.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.